Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Samach Zayin Chulin 67. Today's Daf Yomi discusses the Leviathan. The Leviathan was a giant fish that was created, according to the Gemara in Bava Basra, on the fifth day of creation, and Hashem prevented it from ever having offspring. And so therefore, our Gemara is going to discuss today whether or not the Leviathan is a kosher fish, even though there is a tradition that according to the Gemara and Bava Basra, that this Leviathan is going to be salted by Hashem and served to the tzaddikim. So that's going to be a question. Why are we even discussing if it's kosher if Hashem serves this fish to the tzaddikim in Olam Haba? So first we'll look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanya, there's a braisa, Rabbi Yossi ben Dormaskis Omer, he taught Leviathan dog Tahorhu, that the Leviathan is a kosher fish. And how do we know it's a kosher fish? Because it says, it quotes the pasuk, two psukim from Job chapter 41, and it states, Gava afike maginim, that his pride, discussing the Leviathan, his pride is in the strength of his shields, tachtav chadude chares, and under him are pointed shards. So the Gemara says, when it says his pride is in afike maginim, the strength of his shields, that refers to kaskasim, elu kaskasim shibo. These are the scales that are attached to him. Those are like shields. And tachtav chadude chares, that underneath him are pointed shards. These refer to sinapirin sheporeach bahen. These refer to the scales with which, the fins with which he swims. So we see from here that indeed the Leviathan has both fins and scales. So therefore, that's all that's necessary for it to be a kosher fish. And so therefore, that's how we know that the Leviathan is a kosher fish. So this is the approach to the Gemara. That at first glance seems like the basic approach. However, even though this is the simple approach, the Ravan and the Aruch write that since the Leviathan, why is the Gemara even need to be discussing the Leviathan if the Leviathan is kosher? We know that the Gemara in Bava Basra says it was served to the tzaddikim. So the Aruch and the Ravan point out that since the Leviathan is also called in the book of Yeshaya in chapter 27, it's called a Nachash Beriach. So therefore, since the Leviathan is sometimes called a snake, the Gemara has a doubt that maybe it was a non-kosher animal like a snake, because it's compared to something like a snake. So therefore, since the Leviathan is sometimes compared to a snake, and maybe it's also non-kosher. The Mesoros HaShas and the Afeinayim, they point out that in the Yerushalmi, in Tractate Shabbos, chapter 9, Halacha Zayin, it's explained that indeed the Leviathan was a non-kosher fish. And that's how the Karbana Eda interprets that Yerushalmi. Even though others say that that's not really what the Yerushalmi means, that's what the classic explanation, the Karban Haeda, is saying. And so we see from here that there is this possibility that the Leviathan is indeed a non-kosher fish. So the Marsha writes that our Gemara is not really discussing whether or not the Leviathan is kosher to eat, because there's no possibility that Hashem Yisbarach would feed the tzaddikim in Olam Haba something that's not kosher. Like, who is the Mashgiach? Hashem? Of course Hashem is going to serve something that's kosher. So rather, the Gemara has a doubt whether or not it's a fish or another type of animal, like a kosher bird that sometimes goes into the water. And so therefore, of course, the Gemara knows that it's permitted to eat, but we wanted to know what was the nature of it. Was it a fish or was it a bird? And the Gemara proves from the fact that it has fins and scales that it's a kosher fish and not a kosher bird. That's an approach that the Marsha takes. The Chasam Sofer says a different approach. Since we know that from the Gemara in Bava Basra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the female species of the Leviathan, and what Hashem Yisbarach did was he salted the meat of the Leviathan for the tzaddikim, and the only one that remained was the male. It's possible, says the Chasam Sofer, that we know that there are certain animals where the female is kosher and not the male, as Tosfos points out in Gemara Nida Nun Amabes, that there's a type of rooster which is where there's a tarnagol where the male is tame and the female is kosher. So it's possible here too that the female would be kosher but not the male, and so that's why the Gemara has to say that indeed the male of Aithon is also kosher. Also, the Chasam Sofer says that even if it would be the case that the Leviathan would be a non-kosher bird, it still would be permitted to eat the flesh of the female Leviathan, because God killed it and salted it before Matan Torah, before the giving of the Torah. And we know from our Gemara on 17a, which we already discussed, that if meat was killed before the children of Israel entered into the land of Israel, but it was killed not by a slaughtering but by a stabbing, and then it was salted, that it would be permitted to the Gemara there as a doubt whether or not be permitted to eat such meat once they came or into the land, because since it had been killed before they entered into the land, then maybe it didn't require slaughter at that point, so maybe it would be permitted even to keep that salted meat around. So therefore, in this context, the Gemara might say that even though the Leviathan's meat was served to the Tzaddikim, that's because the meat was salted before Matan Torah. So that's another answer that the Chasam Sofer gives. The Levi Tiferes Yaakov, the Meretz Chayos, they write that there's no proof from the fact that God served this meat of the Leviathan to the Tzaddikim, because we know that in the Midrash that the Leviathan was killed, the Shor Habor, the primordial ox, via its fin. And even though that this Shlita via fin of the Leviathan is not a valid Shlita, that flesh was going to be permitted because it was a Horah Shah, it was a one-time ruling. And so it's possible that the Leviathan's meat, which was served to the Tzaddikim Olam Haba, was kosher for a Horah Shah, but in general, maybe it wasn't kosher. So therefore, our Gemara has to prove that the Leviathan is a kosher fish.